This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for March 26th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Joe Satriani and Steve Vai, who are out on the road right now together, have collaborated for the first time on a new song. The single and video recalling their 50-year friendship. The track is called A Sea of Emotion Part 1, and the video is set to premiere on March 29th. The duo are currently out on tour with a stop in Boston at the Orpheum Theater on April 5th. Iron Maiden is set to hit the road in North America this fall and announced yesterday they'll be taking Mongolian rockers The Who out on the tour. The run, set to start on October 4th and wrap up on November 17th, welcomes The who formed in Mongolia in 2016. Releasing their debut album in 2019 with collaborations featuring From Ashes to New and Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach. Their sophomore album, released in 2022, features William Duvall from Alice in Chains, Serj Tankian from System of a Down, and Daniel Laskowitz from Bad Wolves. Iron Maiden and The Who will hit the DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts on November 6th. Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones performed with Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth over the weekend, getting on stage at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee. Jones played a selection of instrumental songs with Moore. It was the final show of the weekend, having also performed on Friday and Saturday night. On Friday's show, John Paul Jones played a number of Zeppelin classics like Your Time Is Gonna Come, No Quarter, When the Levee Breaks, Since I've Been Loving You, and Going to California. And on Saturday, he performed as part of the Sons of Chipotle. AC/DC have selected The Pretty Reckless as the openers for their previously announced European tour, hitting the road in Germany starting on May 17th and wrapping up in Ireland on August 17th. The Pretty Reckless have been rumored to be in the studio working on a new album. And Korn have dropped a cryptic teaser video online on their social media pages. The band has already announced European dates in July and August, and a 30th anniversary celebration featuring Evanescence and Gojira at BMO Stadium in Los Angeles on October 5th. A federal judge has agreed to push back John Schaefer's sentencing hearing to July 19th from the previously announced date of April 5th. The former Iced Earth guitarist was scheduled to undergo an undisclosed medical procedure with the need for a recovery afterwards. Schaefer was initially charged with 6 crimes following the attempted insurrection on January 6th at the Capitol, including engaging in an act of physical violence and targeting police with bear spray. He pleaded guilty to only 2 charges, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress and trespassing on restricted grounds of the Capitol while armed with a deadly or dangerous weapon. The first charge punishable by up to 20 years in prison, the second up to 10 years in prison. Each charge also carries fines of up to $250,000. Patty Boyd sold her private collection of artifacts, which include the original painting from the cover of 1970s Layla and other assorted love songs, as well as various items from her marriages to George Harrison and Eric Clapton. Boyd's collection sold for a total of $3.6 million, including the painting titled Le Jeune Filet au Boutique that was created by Emil Theodor Franzen in the mid-1950s and acquired by Clapton directly via the artist's son in 1970. He later gifted it to Harrison in the late 70s, who in turn gifted it to Boyd in the 1980s. That sold for $2.5 million. And the big story of the last 24 hours, Sean Diddy Combs' homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security investigations yesterday in connection with a federal sex trafficking investigation. According to the Associated Press, it was unclear if Diddy was present during the raids while officers and helicopters swarmed his residence. He's currently facing multiple lawsuits from several accusers who allege that he raped or sexually assaulted them. In November, R&B and pop singer Cassie accused Diddy, her ex-boyfriend, of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking, among other claims. She settled her lawsuit with the hip-hop mogul 2 days later, saying, quote, "I've decided to resolve this matter amicably on terms that I have some level of control. I want to thank my family, fans, and lawyers for their unwavering support. Since then, Diddy has been sued for sexual misconduct by four others, most recently a woman identified as Jane Doe, who filed a lawsuit claiming that Diddy, former Bad Boy Entertainment president Harve Pierre, and an unnamed third person sex trafficked and gang raped her in 2003 when she was a 17-year-old high school student. Diddy had previously called the allegation sickening and denied doing, quote, any of the awful things being alleged. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 198, featuring Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.